flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Kevin Dolio, Director of Aviation for the Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. Kevin, I assume you survived the snowstorm.
Well, yes, we survived the snowstorm. It was a very interesting and challenging period of time, but we got through it.
Yeah, I guess there were a lot of firsts, right? I mean, yes. You're the director of the first of the new airport. I'm not so sure you wanted to be the first of a snowstorm, right?
Right. It was a very, you know, I've lived in, of course, in cold weather cities before, St. Louis, Omaha, Chicago, and you know, this snowfall really was right there with what I used to see in those cities. But of course, the huge difference is those cities are it's all the time, right? During the winters there, and they're equipped and accustomed to dealing with the snow. So it was a little more challenging for us, but we did as a region. I thought we did a lot better than I would have expected from a southern city.
No, I would agree, and I have said that we should be very proud of that. Was there some
yes.
inconvenience? Absolutely, but that's how this works, right?
I mean, right.
The whole thing is inconvenient. But what is convenient, hopefully, is next week's activities. I came through the airport this past weekend. Looked great. Looked like things were falling into place, and I'm sure a lot of the new signage is up and everything else, welcoming the thousands upon thousands of travelers that will be arriving at the airport.
Right. Very, very true. And I tell you, Super Bowl is right on top of us now. There's no turning back. But we've gone through, it's been a year of preparations, working with our various stakeholders, particularly the airlines, the public safety agencies like TSA, our concessionaires, transportation providers. We've had ongoing, regularly scheduled meetings and planning sessions to get every aspect of the operation geared up and prepared for what's coming. Super Bowls, we've been exposed to Super Bowls before, but of course it's an event that grows each year, right? So it's been a few years since the last one here, so it's an even bigger event. And it puts a lot of pressure on city facilities and on an airport facility. But we're ready.
Kevin, what is the challenge that is presented? I mean, it's a pretty compressed period of time, I guess, where you have a lot of folks from the team cities that are going to play, both Kansas City and Philadelphia, certainly, but a lot of folks that are from Philly, from KC, that are living in other areas of the country coming, not to mention, 6,000 media representatives that are here. So kind of describe from a flight perspective, you know, the inventory of folks coming in.
And it's three aspects of additional pressure that's put on an airport facility. Of course, the more obvious is what the public sees as the additional passenger traffic that moves through the facility. We're going to have a lot more passenger traffic Thursday and Friday on the arrival side. There'll be very heavy days coming in with more passengers than we're accustomed to seeing coming in through inbound through that period, with Friday really being the heavier of the 2 days.
Can you quantify that for us?
Seats are being added as we speak. As the teams, there was an inventory there which was already higher than what's typical planned for the slots. And as the teams have been announced, airlines have been announcing additional service, more specific and tied to those cities. Right now, we are seats in the market. The Friday on the arrival side, there's in the 36,000 to 37,000 seat range right now, and that's still a fluid number. And typically on a heavy inbound or outbound day, heavier days are in the high 20s, 28 to 30,000 folks. So you're looking at a good bit more. And outbound, on the Monday after the game, we could approach 40,000 folks flying out of here on that day. So
you're looking at more than like 30% increases, huh?
Yes, yes. And and that's what's visible to the public and seen on the public side of the operation. But people don't realize the amount of pressure it puts on an airport's airfield. There'll be a lot more private aircraft operations on the airport. Much greater demand for parking on our apron space. We're fortunately in position with the move from the south terminal to the north terminal that we have a good bit more apron to work with than we have in handling past Super Bowls, because we have all of the apron on the south side of the airfield to work with as well. So it's going to be a large amount of, we'll be packed darn near wingtip to wingtip on every available piece of apron on the airfield. And I'll give you a much clearer example of the activity on the airfield. We typically, over a weekend period, 3 day period through a weekend, might see on the GA, general aviation side of our operation, maybe around 200 operations over that period. For Super Bowl, the anticipation in GA operations alone, that's not counting commercial traffic, in GA operations alone, 1,500 to 2,000 operations over that period.
Wow.
So it's very, very significant, and a lot of demand on the airfield, and every airport in the area will be touched by Super Bowl. Lakefront is going to see a ton of operations.
On the GA side, that's 8 to 10X. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. And also, we... with the influx of traffic, we would typically beef up law enforcement and activity in the airport, and of course with the recent event here, that will be stepped up even more. And it's something you wouldn't go into detail on, but rest assured, there'll be quite a bit more LEO coverage on the airport than you're accustomed to seeing. The TSA at the security checkpoint will equip, for the first time, we'll have all 17 TSA checkpoint lanes open and operating for the outflow on Monday. And 11 of those have been recently through the preparation for Super Bowl. TSA has equipped 11 of our lanes with the latest screening technology to speed up the process moving through those lanes. And they're also bringing in a ton of additional personnel out of their national deployment office. So there'll be a lot more TSA employees on hand here, all 17 lanes functioning. First time that's been done. And the checkpoint will operate continuously from 3 a.m. Sunday through closure Monday night. So it will be an around-the-clock operation at the checkpoint for that period of time.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's awesome for the airport, right? Because the last thing you want is a problem on the inbound side for the traveling public and just mm-hmm. equally as important on the outbound side, because that's the last thing they remember, their experience in the city. And if it doesn't go well, and, you know, people always tend to talk about the ease of administration and getting in and getting out of the airport,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. That's true, and it will be a bit more difficult through that period. But with the all of the added resources, it's going to keep, even with the load of folks that will be moving through the facility, it will be eons smoother with all of the additional resources than it would be otherwise if we staffed it with our typical staffing. Also, other pressures will be curbside. And in our concessions operations, of course, if you're the concessions will have special team themed food and beverage items in their operations. There'll be an additional concession space added temporarily. There'll be a pop-up location on the lower level of the just outside of the claim area near the tree wall. That will have offerings from both the retail side of the concessions operation and the food and beverage side. And they, along with everyone else, the airlines, concessionaires, rental car operators, everyone's augmenting their staff with additional staff from other locations. And the rental car operators are also they're bumping their local fleet by 50% of vehicles for rental. The host committee for the city and working with us and coordinating is sending will deploy 600 local ambassadors to the airport to assist in passenger assistance through the facility, both inbound and outside. over that period. And we've made arrangements and set up temporary locations for various ground transportation operators to have additional pickup area on the inbound side of the operation, particularly our TNCs, that's the Uber and Lyft, charter buses, and Black Car and Limousine Service, which you'll see a lot of through a Super Bowl event with the high-profile passengers that will be arriving. So it touches every inch of the airport.
That corridor is going to be one busy corridor. As you're describing this, I mean, the head is just buzzing over on this side of the conversations. You know, you are aware, because I worked with you out at the airport. I was out there for, you know, yep. a number of years, and
right.
You know, I'm just kind of thinking, wow, the manpower to, you know, to keep that clear, keep it going, and everything else is going to be extraordinary.
It is, but we're built for it. We'll handle it well.
Final thoughts.
Just for the our local users and citizens that know, expect when you use the facility over that period that it will be a good bit busier. Maybe allow additional time as you come to the airport to process through. But rest assured, there'll be a ton of additional resources poured into the operation to cover every aspect of the operation and to keep things as smooth as possible through that period. Look, Super Bowl is a big deal, and it's very beneficial for the city. And we want to do everything we can as well to ensure that our visitors coming in for the Super Bowl have a great experience as they move through the airport, both inbound and out.
Well, best of luck, my friend. Good luck to you. I know that you're juggling a lot of balls out there for sure, for certain. And it's always a good test for the system, though, right? And I love your confidence level, and we hope that everything goes well. I just looked at the weather because we're within the 10 days now, and there's no snow.
Perfect.
You can check that off the list.
We can handle it now.
Thank you so much for joining us. Kevin Dolio, Director of Aviation for the Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. Have a great week next week, Kevin, and best of luck to you, your staff, and all the volunteers that will be out there. We really appreciate all that you do.
Thank you so much, Noel.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.